You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. Women are cold in the office because the AC temperatures are set for men who tend to run a bit warmer. That's what we've been hearing about the age-old temperature fight. Regular Pulse contributor Bethany Brookshire has some new insight to add to this debate. She is a writer for Science News and Society for Science and the Public. Hi, Bethany.
Hey, nice to be here.
Give us a quick summary of what we've been hearing about men, women, and the AC settings.
Mostly what we've been hearing is a lot of anecdotes about how women are freezing in the office. But we've also been hearing there's a new study out in Nature Climate Change saying that the reason that women are cold in the office is because the metabolic standards taken into account for air conditioning are designed with men in mind. And while this study does show that, that's not actually why you're cold.
So why are we cold?
We're cold because whoever's setting the thermostat is terrible. That's why.
So we're cold because it's too cold?
We're cold because it's cold. So the study is very interesting. It notes that when people design heating and cooling systems for buildings, they take into account things like subjective temperatures at which people feel comfortable, and they also include a measure of metabolic rate. And the measure of metabolic rate is based on that of a 40-year-old man who weighs about 70 kilograms, or about 154 pounds. Now, if that man seems a little weedy, and he should, that's because he's an average. He's an average of metabolic rates for a lot of different people. And that metabolic rate is taken into account when designing the heating and cooling systems. So this article points out that actually, according to their study, women have a lower resting metabolic rate, and there should be more than one data point taken into account, more than one average, when computing differences between men and women and when designing buildings. And the goal would be to use a large variety of numbers to design buildings more efficiently. But the way a building is designed has nothing to do with who sets the thermostat.
When we say how buildings are designed, what do we even mean by that?
In this case, what we're talking about is the heating and cooling systems. So when people design heating and cooling systems, they design them to function the most efficiently at specific temperatures. You want it to function very efficiently at around 70 to 75 or 78 degrees because that's where people are comfortable. And so they design buildings based on this big, long, complicated equation that includes metabolic rate and subjective feelings of comfort. But again, that's how the building's designed. When you turn it over, you design the building, you build the building, and you turn it over to operations, that's when it all goes downhill.
So all our knowledge about metabolic rates and all that, you're saying it doesn't even come into play when you go to the office because it was Fred from Office Services who pushed the button.
That is exactly right. Yes.
All right. But about the metabolic rates, that part you agree with, that women have different obvious metabolic rates and maybe are cold more easily. Is that part true?
Yes. According to this study, yes. But it's also important to note that even if more metabolic rates were taken into account, some of the scientists I spoke to actually said it wouldn't make that much of a difference because the big numbers that are taken into account was a huge study of 1,300 men and women all wearing exactly the same clothing and all performing exactly the same tasks. And they got asked, as the temperature fluctuated up and down, whether they were comfortable. Those subjective ratings, whether you're comfortable at a particular temperature, that's the main metric that goes into building design. The metabolic rate is in there, but it's not as important a factor. So even if you did factor in a bunch more numbers, as the study suggests, it may not actually really change the metrics on how buildings are designed. It might change them a little, but it probably wouldn't change them very much.
And I'm wondering also if you can even find the perfect temperature, because I think among women, there are big differences in terms of what they are comfortable with, depending on their age and maybe depending how much muscle tissue they have. Who knows?
Yes, that's a very good point. And that's actually something that a couple of the scientists I spoke to mentioned. The variations between individuals are actually much larger than any variation between the sexes. So really, designing a thermostat set just for women probably wouldn't keep any more women comfortable than are currently comfortable.
Thank you so much, Bethany.
Thank you.
Bethany Brookshire of Science News. She writes for the educational blog Eureka Lab.